from Station on 2 for NREL Depress. Good morning, Ethos. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Mike, with you.
Great. Are we ready to start our procedure 3.8.102, starting, well, doing step 6, to swap from PMD to ISA vacuum access jumper for NREL depressurization?
We are ready to start, Mike, and if you can tell us that the notes report hatch MPEV is closed, we can work step 6.1.2.
Okay, stand by 1 second. We'll double check.
Copy.
Also, I'll set up after this. While you're working that, I can set up the Node 3 camcorder if you want to watch the activities in Node 3. You're welcome. No obligation whatsoever.
We'd love to join you. And handing over.
It looks like you're back with us. I wanted to say that the Node 3 port hatch MPEV is closed.
Okay, copy, Mike. You are go to continue in step 6.2.
All right, we'll power down the pressure management device.
Copy.
Station on 2 for Ethos at Airlock Depress.
With you.
Great. The pressure management device is unpowered for the procedure, ready to go to the next procedure, and standing by. Just make sure we're all in sync.
Mike, you are go for the next procedure, 1.701.
Great. I'm with you on step 2.1.
Houston copies.
Houston, station 2 for acoustic monitor.
Good morning again, Zena.
Good morning. I am having issues downloading the files from one of the two acoustic monitors. It says, when I hit download, communication failure. The instrument didn't respond within specified timeout, and it tells me 0 files downloaded, 4 files skipped. Any recommendations?
Checking. And Zena, back with you on 2. Unfortunately, we do not have a BME in the house. Is it possible to leave the troublesome acoustic monitor deployed and we can get back to you with an answer this afternoon?
Oh, sure thing.
All right, we'll keep track of it, and we'll let you know when we've got an answer. Thanks.
Station 2 for Nanorex airlock depress. I'm on now procedure 1.702, and looking for a check from you on step 1.1 that the RFID reader radios are off.
RFID reader radios are off. Your go to continue.
Continuing. Thank you. Station 2 for airlock depress, step 1.4, pressure probe barcodes and serial numbers match the stowage note, and just to make sure the batch after serial number is 002.
Good numbers. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Station step 3.2. The scope meter pressure probe reading is 0.746.
We copy, Mike. And we confirm good reading. Go to continue.
Right. That means I don't need to record the Node 3 equus from the PCS. If you have that, that's great. If not, I'll go do it. And then ready for step 3.4.
We confirm 3.3. You're go to continue in 3.4.
Thank you so very much.
Station Scuba on Station 2 for Kimia, at your convenience.
Hi, Doctor.
Ohayo gozaimasu on 2. Just to let you know for the status, here we are checking the camera view now. And also, just a reminder for you, PWD last call will be coming, 8:30. So before that comes, just a reminder, you prepare water for the event. Thank you, we got it.
Okay, thank you for the reminder. Already got it. And everything is, I think, ready. So, we are ready for this event.
Fabio. And soon we're going to talk to you on Space Ground 3. And that is the voice loop for the event.
Understand. Thank you. So I'm going to wait for you guys on Space Ground 3. Thank you.
Station on 2 for Rax Airlock Depress.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm finished with procedure 1.701. We're running a little ahead. I'm happy to continue on with procedure 1.703 for the timeline, just ahead of time. And then also just a quick compliment. I know that it was there was a little bit of replanning and polishing up the XTP versions of these procedures, and so far, so really good. So compliments to the team on that one. Thank you.
Copy, Mike. You're very welcome, and we'll pass your regards on to the teams that got these activities and procedures ready. And we are go for you to continue into NREL DPRESS Part 2, procedure 1.702.
And I look, I see that I'm on step number 9.
We concur. Woo! Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for the crew. Last call for PWD and XPWD.
If you give me 5 minutes, we can confirm that everybody's ready for the PWDs.
Okay, copy, Mike. We can definitely give you 5 minutes. And while I have you, you may be working this step now, but we would like a verbal confirmation in step 9.2 that the ISA sampling port valve is closed. And that's just because the last time we did this, it got bumped, so we inadvertently vented stack pressure overboard.
We don't want that to happen, and thank you. I just finished that step and donned my earplugs. So the ISA sampling port valve is confirmed closed and capped.
Great confirmation, config. Thanks.
Houston Station on 2 for Nanorax Airlock DPRESS. We are ready for step 9.6 commanding. Please and thank you.
Copy. We'll perform step 9.6. Stand by. We'll give you a call when we're ready for you to continue.
Sensation on 2, crew is ready for PWD ops. Thank you for your patience.
Copy, Mike. We will take PWD and XPWD down, and you are going to continue for Nanorax in step 9.7.
For Nanorax in 9.7, we started out at 0.46-ish, and now it's reading all zeros.
And copy, Mike. That's a fine config. And at this point, it'll be a 10-minute hold, so we can give you a call back when we're ready for you to resume in step 10.
Okay, copy. Standing by for 10 minutes for step 10. So 10 on 10. Got it. Thank you.
Good copy.
Station on 2 is now a good time to give a report on Cygnus ducting.
Now's a great time.
I just wanted to say that thanks for the photo review in the past couple days, especially yesterday, and for the update this morning. We understand much better now what you're all looking for. I was able to reposition the duct. So I think it meets all what everybody's looking for, especially for smoke detection. I have some pictures. I took them on my iPad. I'll put them in the regular downlink folder to SSC9 in the interstitial space between NREL airlock depress. But you should have those pictures in next hour or two or three.
Thank you, Mike. That sounds like a great plan, and we definitely appreciate the photos and the efforts. That's a great gift to us on Christmas Eve.
Not at all. The gift is working with all of our control teams across this beautiful planet. I did want to explain a little bit on the pictures. It's just hard to take pictures of a constrained space. That's why I use my iPad. But just to be very, very clear is that there is quite a bit of room for shall we say, exchange between the two modules. It's hard to tell with the pictures, but there's plenty of room under the two top 10.0 CTBs and plenty of spaces to the cabin. I tried to show that. That's for air to come out of Cygnus, and then, of course, the duct provides the inlet. So there's plenty of Node 1 air coming in and plenty of Cygnus air coming out. It's hard to show that, but that's what the pictures were attempting to show.
Okay, great explanation, and that all makes sense to us. Thank you. And Station Houston on 2 for Mike and NREL, we are ready for you to continue in step 10.2.
Amy, 10-4 on the 10.2.
Thanks.
Houston Station on 2 for step 10.3.
Ready.
Yes, the bashful scope meter is on millivolts, and it's 3 0.6, so 0.006.
We copy. Station Houston on 2 for Mike and Nanorax. We've been following along. The 5-minute system leak check is complete. We're ready for you to perform 10.5.
Copy. Go for 10.5. And Houston Station on 2 for step 10.5. Pressure reading is 001.5.
That's a good reading and leak check, Mike. And Mike, when you're ready, you are go to continue into the next activity for depress part 3.
Copy. I see depress part 3, and we'll begin. Thank you.
Houston copies.
Houston, just to be super duper careful here, I am on step 14.7, and I am going to open the port, node 3 port, MTED.
We copy.
Is 193.6.
Copy, Mike.
Step 14.9, the node 3 port MPEV is closed.
Good config.
And Houston, it looks like we're finished with this procedure, except for the waiting 9 hours, but that'll show up in about 9 hours. Anything else that you would like at this time for the Nanorox airlock depress? So far, so good.
Thanks for checking, Mike. No further work needed, and yeah, we'll keep track of those 9 hours.
Houston Station, I'll speak to ground 2 for water transfer.
Good morning, Oleg.
Good morning. UDWF is serial number 1492-1492 is ready for water transfer. UDW is empty. I have completed step number 2 and step number 3.1, procedure 2.735, fill UDW, you get donated water from PWD.
Copy, Oleg. We need 5 minutes before we are ready for you to start the transfer.
Copy, 5 minutes.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Oleg and UDW fill.
Houston, I am with you. Go ahead.
Oleg, the estimated offload time in step 3.2 is 26.26 minutes, and you are go to perform step 3.3.
Copy. Estimated offload time is 26 minutes, and I'm going to step 3.3.
Good copy.
To station, space to ground, 2.
With you on 2, Mike.
Just wanted to let you know that the photos for the repositioned Cygnus duct are available for downlink SSC9.
Copy all. Thanks again for all the help, Mike. Nice to see your smiling face.
A lot to be smiling for up here, and thanks for the explanation so we understand what people were looking for so we could deliver. So I think we're in good shape.
Sounds good, Mike. Thanks again.
Houston, station on to Dragon Pack clarification.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. I'm working some of the Dragon Pack activities in Stotrac, and I'm looking at step 1.05 and 1.06, and we just wanted to double-check and confirm because the EMUs already kind of have their swing arms configured on their MWS and tools on them. You want us to swap out the swing arm, though, that's currently on EMU 3015? Is that correct?
Checking.
Houston Station on 2.
Hello, Oleg. You are go to pick up in step 6.1 in your next YDV activity.
Copy. Step 6.1. Houston Station on 2.
Go ahead.
The transfer hose is disconnected from PWD and system bypass valve back to registration station and steps number 6.1 and step number 7 are completed.
We copy. Thank you, Oleg.
Thank you for water and have a nice day.
You too. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Chris and your stowage question.
Hey, go ahead on 2.
Chris, you've got good intuition. We're also puzzling over why we'd have you remove things from the MWS when we also have EVA tool config happening. And since we don't have an ISO or EVA right now in the house, we recommend you skip the rest of step 1 of the Dragon 33 pack in Stotrac and proceed to step 2 if you wish.
Copy all. Yep, we'll skip on those and go to step 2. Thank you.
Sure thing. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for the crew. PWD and XPWD are go for use.
Good copies. Thank you. Cell Station 2 for Melfi.
Good morning, Zena. What do you want to?
Good morning. Wondering if it would be okay to do the Melfi inserts a couple minutes early.
And you have a go to get started early. Thanks for asking, Zena.
Happy, and thank you for the flexibility. Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve to you all as well.
Cell Station 2 for Melfi.
If you want to.
No problems with the first activity. For the second one, Doer 2, Bravo, Section 1, 2, already had quite a bit of stuff in it, so I definitely won't be able to get four green bricks, maybe one, maybe two, into that tray. Was that expected?
And copy that, Dana. And this was not expected. We are looking into it.
Happy, no problem. And additional data for you. Looks like these were, it was labeled wheat and pepper, something about a bit of prick or something along those lines. I can get more details for you if you need.
And Zena, that would be helpful.
Happy, let me open it up and I'll take a picture for you.
Copy, and thank you.
Cell Station 2 for Melfi.
What do you want to do?
Hey, checked again, and I've got 7 or 8 bags in Doer 2, Bravo, Section 1, 2. These are all related to the Vitaprick payload, it seems. So this is things like bag, Numex, Espanola, improved pepper control. I took a look in IMS, and IMS does seem to know that these items are in Doer 2, Trey Bravo, Section 1, 2. So wondering if you have maybe an alternate location for the ice bricks, or if I should move these samples elsewhere.
And we copy all, Zena. We are looking into if we need you to move those or just stand down from the ice bricks for now. And just to confirm, is that Melfi 1 or Melfi 2?
I'm at Melfi 1. Oh, I see my issue. Play my last.
No problem, Zena.
Cell Station on 2 for Melfi. It's me again.
Welcome back, Zena.
Hi. So I went to the correct Melfi this time, Doer 1 at Melfi 1. Oh my gosh. I see my issue. Just ignore me today.
It's okay. We all have a Monday on a Wednesday sometimes.
Yeah, some of us more than others. Thanks for your patience, and I hope you enjoyed this Inside Thoughts.
Zena, I'm still holding out in case you find some ice cream.
Yeah, by the end of this morning, I may open every door of every Melfi, so we'll see what we find.
Hey, Zena, you're trying to look for the presents we hid? How dare you? You're supposed to wait for Christmas.
Yeah, my bad. Merry early sickness to us all.
Merry early sickness.
Houston, airlock, space to ground 2 for EVA.
Houston's here.
We are working on our EVA tool prep task, and the first thing the fourth thing that the execute node asked us to do first was to try to work on the R strut, and we have a report.
EVA is listening.
Okay, we worked on 24-0062 IROSA mod kit pin troubleshooting. We got all the tools. On step number 2, the slot for the tip of the cap, it is very shallow and wide, and the screwdriver we had, we tried very hard, this screwdriver that we used for the stone oak wasn't able to untorque the cap, so we had no joy. So we went to 2.1 and we clamped the cap and shaft together using connector pliers, and we did that like 3 or 4 times, and then we skipped to step 9, and we were actually able to, with a little bit of effort,
more than we would need during EVA, and it will. We were able to get the pin into the bus, and we were able to pull it out, but it wasn't very easy. Over.
We have a proposition for you. It's a great idea from Zena. If you're, looks like we still might have comm, is that, is there any reason why we can't insert the PIP pin, leave it in, and then go outside with the MR strut extended already? And that's just an idea out there. There's room in the bag, and we have it kind of set up that now without the PIP pin in, of course.
Okay, copy. We are about 2 minutes from an LOS. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to be back with you in about 10 minutes, so we'll get back to you then on your suggestion.
Okay, yeah, you can take longer if you need. I don't think we have too much more time to do too much troubleshooting today, but we'd like to tag up a little bit with Stotrac with the next 1 minute and 31 seconds we have.
Okay, we're ready to copy.
Great. Again, thanks to Zena, we've completed just about everything on the INC-74 EVA tool gather. We did photograph the VRIV temporary barrier. We'll send those photos down. And then we are still waiting, and we think Farouk and team know this, for 3.09 and 3.10. So with that all said, we think we're as far as we can or just about done with that Stotrac. Over.
Copy all.
Great. I think on the other side, Zena has a few questions and or ideas.
We look forward to hearing them.
It's in airlock 2 for Stotrac, Irosa Prep 2 Alpha Part 2, steps 8.03 and 8.04.
Thank you, Zena.
Hello. Hoping to reconcile Stotrac with our tool configuration summary. In 8.05, I'm configuring the staging bag per the tool configuration summary, which has the vice grips and needle nose pliers in the staging bag on a fish stringer, whereas in 8.03 and 8.04, it has the needle nose pliers and vice grips in a staging bag area, crew lock bag number 2, or correction, IV bag number 2. Would you like them in the staging bag or in one of those crew lock bags?
Checking. And Zena, back with you. We think this may be a nomenclature issue. Crew lock IVA bag number 2 is the same thing as the staging bag. And do you have any questions on where in the bag the hook should go?
Okay, copy. In the same area as the staging bag with its little mesh grabby top, are also crew lock bags, which is where I found the needle nose pliers and vice grips to begin with on an integral ret in those bags. So they should be on a fish stringer hook.
And Zena, those tools should be on the fish stringer in the staging bag.
Yep.
And I also have a follow-up from before the LOS with your proposition. So for your proposition on inserting the PIP pin and leaving it installed to go outside, ground teams need to still talk about this idea. Some discussions have started. There are some concerns. So for now, please leave the PIP pin removed, and at a later date, we'll determine if we can have you install the PIP pin and leave it installed to take outside.
No problem. PIP pin is removed.
And Zena, not something that needs to be worked now, but when it's right for you, we do have follow-up on the acoustic monitor. So just give us a call when you're ready for that information.
Get a copy, and I'll take a break from this later and get to it.
Okay. For your acoustic monitors, whenever you get a chance today, we would like the serial numbers of the two acoustic monitors, specifically which one was naughty and which one was nice, the file downloads. And then for troubleshooting, we have two ideas, which maybe you've already tried. One is to close and reopen the software and try again. Another is to try a different USB port on the SSC. And once you've tried those things, let us know.
Copy. I'll get you the serial number of the naughty and nice acoustic monitors. I did already try those troubleshooting steps and additionally tried a different SSC.
Okay, we figured you might have. We will take which SSCs you tried as well. And then finally, if you've still got the acoustic monitor plugged into an SSC, we'll take which one it's plugged into because we may have when Pluto's in come on board and take a look at it.
Hey, not plugged in at the moment. I tried whichever SSC is node to port, which is now slipping my memory. That was unsuccessful. And then I tried lab SSC 7.
Okay, yeah, whenever you get a chance to plug in the Naughty acoustic monitor, let us know which SSC, and then we'll let you know when we're going to come on board and take a look at it.
Absolutely, you got it.
Thank you.
Snare lock 2 for EVA, and snow track, IROSA prep 2A, step 2.06.
EVA is listening.
On 2.06, it suggests that I use PGT serial number 04. And I'd like to propose 5, and the reason is that the 04 doesn't fit into my swing arm. It's a little bit hard to insert and extract, and I realize it's, you know, none of them are going to be like in the NBL, but the 5 inserts and extracts a bit better than 4. I'll copy.
Copy checking. And Mike, no issue with you using PGT 5, but we did want to ask for PGT serial number 4, is it a probe or a receptacle that's making the issue for the inserts and extracts?
We're thinking that it's a probe. We've tried the serial number 4 in several other swing arms, or at least Zena's swing arm, and it has the same issue, so we think it's more the probe than the receptacle side.
Okay. Copy, Mike.
And we also realized that we're in the middle of maybe having new swing arms, so that's, I'm sure, part of the equation. But we'll stand by if there's any other comments or suggestions from y'all. But in the meantime, 5 is deployed on my EMU.
Listen, copy.
It's an airlock 2 for a request for help in finding something.
Ready to help hunt.
Yeah, we might have missed it. It is a intricate and complex maze of procedures and stowage notes and stow track. Along the way, we may have missed it, but we are looking for the IROSA cables themselves so that we can put them in the cable bag.
Checking. We've got EVA and ISO checking, so we'll get back to you when we find the location.
Okay, I think we're about to take our midday meal and continue on with the day. We made some good progress today. We have some balls in your court for EVA and ISO, we're well on the road to EVA. So thank you all very much.
Sounds good, Mike. Enjoy your meal.
Just for Farouk and everyone, we realize, we got as much done in the hour that you gave us today. We still need some more time. We'll work on it. And, for example, my EMU isn't fully configured, but once it is, you'll get the best of the pictures.
EVA copies.
It's an airlock 2 for IROSA cables.
Go ahead.
The very end of the stow track, IROSA prep 2 alpha part 2, step 13.11, says stow 1.0 CTV IROSA cables. It thinks that 1.0 is in the crew lock. IMS thinks it's in the PMM end cone. It does look like it contains IROSA cables. Want to make sure before I go to the end cone that that is the bag and those are the cables that we're looking for.
And Zena, we believe that the 1.0 CTB IROSA cables is indeed in the PMM end cone.
Okie dokie, no problem. Sorry if we missed a step to gather that, but we will find it and trust that the cables are in there. Thank you so much.
You copy.
So station space to ground 2 for just to let you know that the photos we just took for EVA are in SSC number 9. Ready for download.
Copy, SSC 9. And copy the holiday flip thumbs up.
Station 2 for acoustic monitors.
With you, Zena.
Yes, that's the Naughty acoustic monitor. That's 59328 is the serial number. It's plugged in right now to SSC 10.
We copy the Naughty monitor.
Some additional info for you. It looks like one of the four files, three of them are named 1-1, 1-2, 1-3. One of them is named Record 1, and it's a much larger file. So I'm guessing that's probably an error on my part setting it up, in which case my apologies. Maybe I clicked an arrow too far in the list. So one of those is a recorded session rather than a warn session. I'm not sure if that is causing the issue for downloading. It successfully got two of the four files, but not the other two.
Copy all, Zena. Thanks for that report. That may be the issue, but we'll keep mulling it over.
Okay, sounds great. I will leave it plugged into SSC10.
And by chance, do you also have the serial number of the NICE monitor?
The other one.
That's fine. Ready now we got it. BME knows what the other one is.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Soul Station Space to Ground 2 for NRX Thailand Liquid Crystals Hardware Teardown.
Joy to the station, you have a go for step 1.1.
Every module, be very happy, because we got a lot of science, because we got a lot of science, because we got a lot of awesome science. You started it, and your voice is so awesome.
I love that you finished it for me, Mike. You do have a go, and I'm here all day, and I take requests.
Ho, ho, ho. All right, we do have a go for step 1.1, as was sung so brilliantly, and we'll sadly take down Nanorax Thailand Liquid Crystals, but knowing that it did some great work.
A firm, and we might get a little bit more science out of droplets next week.
It says good to the last droplet.
Well played, Commander.
What station calls Space Ground 2 for one quick storage question?
Go ahead on 2.
Sorry. I have like a 2.0 CTV, a 5076. It was inside, it was JSOT twin, like a satellite launcher.
And stations go on Space Ground 2 for Kimio. Sorry about that. We are cut out in the handover. And if you're asking about the CTB 5076, the MPT1, where to go, if that is the case, you can bring it back to, bring it to a BMM CTB pantry, if I answer correctly.
Sorry about that. I just asked you during the handover. So, yes, that's... your answer is perfect, so I'm going to put this 2.0 CTB, 5076, go to the pantry. Thank you very much again for your support.
Thank you very much.
So station Space to Ground 2 for a quick remark.
Go ahead on 2.
I wasn't sure if we were supposed to start every call singing to you, but in this case, I would like to sing the praises for payload stowage, looking at items 5 and 6, we have this lab overhead 3, and it bifurcates on the aft and forward, and you all took our suggestion and wrote the forward so I know where to look, and that makes it a lot easier to find. So singing praises.
We accept those praises, Mike. Thank you so much for the feedback. We love to hear positive feedback. Copy the heart symbol, and we're sending you one back.
It's an airlock 2 for NVGL Trainer.
Go ahead, Zena.
Hey, wondering if there's any chance the teams would be comfortable with us using our backup gloves, unpressurized, obviously, for this NVGL training.
Let us think about that. We do not have an EBA in at the moment. If you wouldn't mind giving us a little bit of time to get a hold of somebody, we will get back to you.
Absolutely. No pressure in all of the senses.
Airlock Houston on 2 with an answer on backup gloves.
It's on 2.
All right, Zena, we had a great EVA listening in, and they are okay with you using the backup gloves. Just please do an inspection for us when you are complete.
We absolutely will come.
So station on 2 for step 4.3 on the NetRx TLC.
With you on 2, Mike. If step 4.3 is complete, we're going to go ahead and do some ground commanding. We aren't sure how long that'll take, but I can give you a call if it happens to take less time than what we expect, and potentially give you an early go for that second part of the teardown, if you'd like.
I would love that. Thank you, and I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We will be sure to give you a call if we can give you an early go.
Could you also do me a favor? Is we have the Nanorax Thailand liquid crystals apparatus inside its foam box. Do we need that foam box anymore, or can I stow this in the time while we're waiting?
And Mike, we love how you think. You can go ahead and put that in the PMM.
Thank you. It'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, what fun it is to dig inside the PMM.
Oh, stowage fun, stowage fun. We have it every day. Yes, it is really fun. Aboard the ISS. Hey.
Lots of claps down here, Mike.
Oh, the PMM is frightful, but the other modules are also frightful. So since there's nowhere else it can go, let him snow, let him snow, let him snow.
Excellent, Zena.
Station on 2 for recycle tank.
Go ahead for recycle tank.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Orbit 2. Glad you guys are all here, and Merry Christmas Eve. I wanted to let you know that the serial number 0002 recycle tank passed its leak check, and that the using the words from the procedure, the bellows position indicator is not visible beyond the tape. It was completely inside the tape, and it did not look like it moved at all. So that says that a good leak check.
All right, it's a Merry Christmas to us, and we've got two Merry Christmases for you. For your next activity, the UTS offload database swap, you have a go in step 3.1. And then also looking ahead at your timeline, you've got a flexible ACS O2 manual valve open after the conference with flight, and you have a go for that one at your convenience as well.
Copy the two goes, and I have Yedebe'u 1483 on deck, and the one that's in there right now is 1481.
Those are good numbers. Thanks.
Thank you for the presence. Since station Spacer Ground 2 for Yedebe'u.
Go ahead.
Let's see. The task is complete, and the urine transfer compressor hose is connected to Patacha Davlenia. And you want to know which hose it is. It was the one that was connected. And what words can I use to give you the words you want to hear?
Ethos is happy, Mike. We're in a good config. And sorry, I have no witty comments. We're like 20 seconds from a handover. So I'm feeling the pressure.
Got it. Avlania.
Nice catch, Chris.
Houston, station 2.
Hey, Zena, thanks for giving us a call. We just realized that your Nanorax airlock pressure check activity, it's just the way that's written. It's just a little misleading. It tells you to go ahead and do step 9.12, but we actually want you to give us a call right before you do that step. We've got about 30 seconds to a minute of an activity that Ethos needs to do to just set up the line to vent it down before you get started. So if you wouldn't mind just letting us know right before you start 9.12, we'd appreciate it.
Hey, I'll give you a call before I start 9.12.
Thank you.
No problem.
This is Station 2 for Atmospheric Control and Supply.
Go ahead, Mike.
Thanks to your early go, we were have an early finish. The ACSO2 man valve open complete. Open procedures complete.
All right, thanks for that. We see it. Appreciate the present. Thanks for getting us set up for high beta ops. That's what that one's for.
Ooh, high beta ops. Thank you.
Station 2 for Nanorax.
Go ahead, Zena. Are you ready for us to do our setups?
Hey, yes, I am. Yeah, sorry, I just opened this procedure and saw that 9.12 was the only step. So I'm ready when you are, but let me know.
All right, thanks. Yeah, I was thinking I should have told you that. Give us about 30 seconds to 1 minute. We'll give you a call back.
Sounds great.
Houston Station on Space Ground 2 for water tank change-up.
Go ahead, Kimya.
Yes, I'm on step 1.1, and checking if you guys are ready for this change-up.
We are ready. Thanks for giving us a call.
Okay, thank you very much. And I have a quick question. Do you have any, like, a preference which tank actually go to which location? Or just I can install my preference and just let you know which one went to which by coming out?
Checking.
Thank you.
And Kimya, it's dealer's choice. We have no preference, and we are happy if you let us know via crew note what you decided.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to let you know later. Thank you.
And Station Houston on 2 for Xena. We are complete with our ground activities and our go for you to continue with the PMD activities.
We go. I'll do step 9.12. Sim Station 2 for step 9.12.4.
Go ahead.
Probe reading 193.2. That was at GMT 1527.
And we copy that, Xena. Thank you. And I hope the ISA setup isn't too mad at me and I don't end up on the naughty list for calling it PMD. I think you knew what I meant when I accidentally said PMD earlier.
I sure did. I mean, they're all pressure management devices.
Through that. Station Houston on 2 for Xena. Just heads up, I've got some acoustic monitor steps for you whenever it's convenient for you. You don't need to stop what you're doing. And I saw you shaking your head. Thanks.
Timing. I'm ready to copy.
All right. So we have a procedure that's going to essentially just have you take the SD card out of the acoustics monitor and put it into an SD card reader so that we can use the SSC to downlink the data for us. And that
makes sense. Happy to do that. I'll take the procedure.
All right. And it's a Jedi message, but it's in the book. It's message 65-0117.
Okay, 65-0117.
You got it. And it's acoustic monitor data transfer via micro SD card using the card reader. And so you'll just have to do steps 1 and 2 to pull the SD card out of the acoustics monitor and put it in the card reader. And then we'll take care of the step 3, the data download part from the ground.
Hey, copy all. There's a little garbled comms there. I think I heard step 2 for me.
1 and 2, and then we will take care of step 3, that's the data download from the ground.
1 and 2 for me, and you'll take care of 3. Thanks so much.
Hey, and just while I got you, just after you wrap up your exercise today, if you'd like to give us a call, we can likely do your Nanorax airlock depress part 4 early.
Okay, copy all, and no worries if it's...
Station Houston on 2 for Chris. Hey, just a heads up, we've got Sivas questions for you at your convenience.
Right on 2 for Chris.
All right, thanks for that. Sorry, I look like you were on the move. We just wanted a couple clarifications on the flaky USB. So we are wondering if the USB is it physically flaking or it's disconnecting. And we're also wondering if you see some kind of issue on one side of the connection. Is it on the Surface Pro side or is it on the like USB side?
Yeah, sorry, flaky was probably a bad choice of words. What happens is that it's just very touchy. The USB connection between Sivas and the Surface drops with the slightest jostle to the USB connector at the connector where the USB is plugged into the Surface. We currently have it sort of capped on tapes and secured as best we can to minimize this, but feels like it's been this way since I've been on board, but it feels like it's gotten worse over the past sort of week or two.
So is it impacting your actual exercise session when it drops?
So when it drops, if it drops in the middle of your exercise, that kind of like interrupts your, it basically like knocks you out of your exercise. That's generally hasn't been happening too much. Usually it's you kind of get there and you're trying to set up, and while you're setting up, it keeps disconnecting, reconnecting until you jiggle the connector and get the tape just right, and then you're fine for your exercise session. So we're still okay to exercise with it. This isn't like a super high criticality thing, but probably something that will continue to get worse, so we figured we would just let you guys know about it.
All right, Chris, we will take some pictures, if you can, just in case we can offer some options to improve the setup. And just for some context, too, we have limited spares. There's only two spares. And so what our preliminary thought is, let's keep dealing with this until it starts impacting you during the exercise session. But we're happy to take feedback on that.
Yeah, copy all. I'll take some pictures. And one thing I would say that Mike was just mentioning is that, I mean, it's the connection, it's the USB connection to the Surface. We don't know whether the issue's on the Surface USB port side or whether it's on the cable from Siva's side.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But we're also totally fine with that plan of keeping it and going with it until it really becomes an issue. We just wanted to make sure it was on your radar.
Okay, copy that, and thanks for the clarification, too. We understand, so we can think about, put the brain cells on troubleshooting options. Appreciate it.
And not to put into the conversation here, but as a data point, I've had it interrupt a couple of exercise sessions, and what it means is if you're partway through an exercise protocol, you can't then just pick up where you left off. You have to start over on a Siva's exercise protocol.
That is very helpful context for Athena. That's kind of what we were wondering, if it was impacting anybody during the actual session. So thanks for that. Just Merry Christmas, a little extra exercise.
And to totally butt in, stand by. Just want to say, when you ask for spares, do you mean spares of the Surface Pro or spares of the cable that goes to Siva's? I personally think it's good to maybe consider trying a different cable, and that might just do the trick. But just food for thought.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. We did mean the spares are on the cable side, that we have limited spares on the cable. Thanks for that, too. We're just thinking about, hey, should we keep trying to use this one, or should we try to swap it out and then keep this one as a backup? So we'll think about that a little bit more, too, and make sure that we circle up with you guys, because we don't want to impact your exercise, and we don't want to make this setup a hassle either.
I think we all copy and appreciate it, and yeah, like Chris said, we wanted to put it on your radar, so thank you. And Houston Station for OCT, we have logged out of the SSC number 17. You may now begin the laptop prep.
Copy that. Thanks for the Christmas present.
So Station on Space Ground 2 for water tank swap.
Go ahead, Kimia.
I'm on step 2.8, and that's complete.
We copy that. Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Station 2 for acoustic monitor.
Go ahead.
Just closing the loop with you, I've got the micro USB from the problem child acoustic monitor plugged into SSC-10.
We got it. Thanks for taking care of that naughty acoustic monitor for us. Appreciate it. Hey, and you don't have to do this now. I know you're going into exercise. But for you or any crew member that's interested in a secret Santa present to swap out that Siva's cable, I've got steps whenever anyone is ready.
I will take them.
All right. I've got like a location and serial number and stuff for you, so just let me know when you're ready to copy all that down.
Ready to copy.
All right. So you'll be swapping out the USB cable. You'll need to get serial number 1002, and that's in the lab 1 overhead 5 kilo 2. Remember that location. That's where you'll put the cable that you uninstall. But essentially, you'll just get the new cable, go over to Siva's, you'll take out the old cable, plug in both ends of the new cable, one to Siva's, one to the Surface Pro, take some pictures. We need you to leave a 3-inch bend radius in the cable to prevent damage, and that 3-inch bend radius is key. We think if we're not getting that may be a contributor to dropouts. So make sure you get that 3-inch bend radius. Take pictures, and then stow the old cable. Probably if you want to label it as suspect, that'd be great as well. And I've got a procedure reference if you need it for those connection points. Just let me know.
Okay, copy all. I will get serial number 1002 from lab overhead 5 kilo 2. I'm going to take lots of pics. I'll see if I can take a video, too, maybe, of it connecting and disconnecting. We'll leave a 3-inch bend radius on the newly installed cable. I will label the old one as suspect and put it back in lab overhead 5 kilo 2. Is there a CTB in that location, or is it just in a Ziploc bag or free in that walker?
Great readback and checking. And Xena, yeah, that cable is in a Sevis Parts Kit 1001. And one other thing that I didn't mention is in that connection, there's a service loop, and that we want to keep that service loop. So if you pull up, there's a picture also. It's in a MedOps JEDI message, though. It's in IPB. It's 69-0010. That's got a picture in it.
Copy. I will take a look at 69-0010 for a photo. We definitely want to preserve the service loop and copy parts kit 1001.
Great readback. Thanks so much.
Station Hunt on Space Ground 2 for Chris and Turbine Ceramics.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Chris. We've seen you float by a couple of times. We just want to ensure that you have the context for this facility uninstall and stow. Our PD isn't able to support consoles, so we would like that video, if possible, so they have a record.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm just about to get the lab camcorder set up. I just had to go spelunking in HTVX to find bubble wrap. But I'll be getting that set up in a moment.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And when you get a minute, maybe when you're done with your this uninstall, we do need the serial number of the 4.0 in which you stalled the Mystic payload.
Chris copies, and that serial number is 5040.
Copy 5040. Thank you, Xena.
Thanks to Chris.
Station Huntsville on Station Ground 2 for Chris. That field of view is perfect, and we really appreciate you setting that up for us.
My pleasure.
Bonus that we have a view of Santa as well. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Chris. You are really great. Copy thumbs up. Station Huntsville on 2 for Mike and Nanorax. Just some information. You don't have to reconnect that microscope USB cable to ELC6 because you're going to stow it in the Kermit hardware teardown. Just temp stow underneath the microscope mounting plate.
Okay, copy. We understand. And I get connected and then I unconnected it, and now Kermit is being put away also. So we are in good shape. But thank you for the heads up. And yes. We are used to sometimes having to do things twice, but it's really okay.
Thanks for being so gracious. Sorry I didn't catch you before you connected it.
The Huntsville station on 2.
We're with you on 2, Chris.
Is there any more video I can get you of the turbine ceramic manufacturing facility, or are you guys happy with it?
We're happy with it and excellent gift wrapping skills.
No, I thought I got out of it. But, yeah, I've had two tasks today where I've done some good bubble gift wrapping, so I appreciate not getting out of practice.
Thanks for your help. You did a great job.
I appreciate it. I'm off to go dashing.
And Huntsville Station Space to Ground 2. Both the Thailand Liquid Crystals and Kermit have been put to bed, and I thank them for their service as I tuck them in.
We copy all. Thanks, Mike.
Maybe tonight they'll have dreams of liquid crystals dancing in their heads. May we all.
And so I'm offering this simple phrase to Expedition 74. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
This is Capcom, and all I want for Christmas is music and voice lessons from Paycom.
Anytime, Capcom.
Us too.
We got to get this set up. And Xena, since you're right there, just heads up, we are finished with that acoustics monitor. We got all the data that we needed from it, so you can stow it for its original stow location.
Great news. I will do that probably post-exercise, but I promise I will take care of it.
Yeah, no pressure. Thank you so much. Station Houston on 2 for Chris. Hey, while you're floating by, just heads up, we do have answers to the swing arm questions from earlier today at your convenience.
Yeah, go ahead for that.
All right. Answer is we do want you to swap out the swing arms per stow track. Just a little bit of context. We are installing new ones. They're replacing these older ones that we've had some issues with, and we would like to return the older ones on SpaceX 33. It's not required for you to do it today. We know you guys saw the tool config activities. It's just maybe you want to swap them out before you get too far into completing the tool config, just so we're setting everybody up to be in the right config with the right swing arms.
Copy that. And Mike and Zena here as well. I mean, since it's very amused that they've already kind of started working on, might try to have them take a hand in that swap out. But we'll talk it over and understand the desired end config, and then we'll report back to you guys once it's all set.
That sounds good. Sorry for the confusion earlier. Thanks for bearing with us. And then if I know you can get in StowTrack, but if you need the step numbers, let me know, and I can give them to you.
Yeah, I think we're good. I think we're going to be continuing to chip away at that StowTrack list over the next days and weeks. So I think when next time it comes up, we'll make sure it gets done.
Hey, I'm going to be cleaning out my closet tomorrow, my day off, too.
Absolutely. Along those lines, Station Huntsville for a stowage question.
We're with you on two.
Maybe this is a question for Houston, but I'm looking to restow that TCM back in SpaceX Return 4, and I wasn't able to find it just sort of in the PMM. I'm not entirely sure. We're thinking it might be in Cygnus, but we weren't sure if you guys were tracking where it is.
Copy, we're checking.
Hey, and while they're checking, this is Houston again. I just wanted to give you an answer on that inverter. I'm not sure who it was, but somebody had asked earlier if we could plug things in to the inverter that PMD is plugged into. You can, once PMD is unplugged from that inverter. So you have to go over to the inverter, verify it's off, then you can unplug PMD. Just trace back that plug that's on the other side of PMD, make sure it's still plugged into PMD on one end so that we don't lose the cable, and then you're go to use that inverter.
And Houston, that's clear. We will not plug anything in until PMD is finished, and then we will plug, I think it's just one or two very small things in. So thank you. Thank you very much. We understand.
And Mike, just to make sure real clear, we are finished with PMD on the ground, at least for now. So you guys are go to unplug it at your convenience. We just want to make sure we don't lose the cable. But for now, we'll leave the box installed.
Okay, no cables will be lost in the switching of inverters. Thank you. We understand very much.
Thanks, Mike.
And Huntsville Station on two for the TCM stowage.
With you on
two. I was wondering if, in the meantime, if I could just start a SpaceX Return 5 in PMM to hold it until we know its final home.
Houston copied that one. More check-in.
Thanks, Houston.
Station Houston on two for Chris and the SpaceX Return bag question. We got an answer for you when you're ready.
Go ahead on two for Chris.
Hey, Chris, we just wanted to let you know there should be a SpaceX Return 4 bag in PMM. Copy. That sounds like you might not be able to find it, but that it should be PMM. But in the meantime, no problem with creating a number 5 bag. Just let us know the serial number.
Copy that. Yeah, I went around. I couldn't find it. I even tried the RFID scanning for it. I'm not sure if it has a tag, but I was unsuccessful. So, I think that sounds like a plan. Do you have a size CTB you'd like? 4.0 or something else?
Checking. And Chris, your preference, whatever works best for the item that you've got.
Copy all. We'll go.
Station Houston 2 for Chris, if you can hear me.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, we know for your timeline we're taking up a lot of your time. So just wanted to let you know for your OBT, the ECWS OBT, it's not due until January 15th, so we've got time to reschedule as needed.
I appreciate that. I should have no problem. Amongst the other things, but I appreciate that.
All right, and I do have a potential lead for that SpaceX number 4 bag for you or any other crew member.
I'll take it.
All right, Node 1, Deck 2, Bungee Jail.
All right. Well, I'll take a look at what I can, but I think if you're okay with it, I'll just go with the SpaceX 5 plan for now, if that's okay.
Yep. That works great for us. The OBT is a higher priority.
Yeah. Thanks.
Sensation 2 for Cebus USB.
Go ahead for Cebus.
We got the new USB cable out, plugged it in, rerouted it. I have a video of the old cable and its finickiness on SSC7, and then some photos of the new cable routing also on SSC7 for you.
I think you made Santa's nice list. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Guys, thanks for letting us plug in a new one.
Station Houston on 2 for Mike and Evening DPC at your convenience.
And Houston on 2. Mike is here, ready to listen.
Hey, we know you guys worked really hard today, and you're still working hard. So we were going to go ahead and make a call to cancel the USOS portion of the Evening DPC, if you were okay with that.
I think we have enough folks on the team that are okay with that. But we definitely would like to share with Houston and Huntsville and Munich and Scuba that it's been a fantastic week. We still have Friday to go, but we wish everyone the happiest of Christmases, and we will see you all on Friday. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to everybody around the world that celebrates, including you guys, and it's really been a pleasure to work with you. We appreciate you all so much.
And right back at you. This was a fun shift, and thanks for everybody on Orbit 2. It's been really nice. Now we just got to get Houston to be singing, and then we can all go caroling.
Yeah, I need those lessons from Emily pretty bad. Flight, I will say though, flight offered that maybe we could like harmonize a little. I don't know if that could be really, really bad, or that could be just amazing.
I will say that we do harmonize every day. We harmonize our work and our efforts, and so that is amazing.
Aw, that's so true. Hey, I did think of this crazy idea, though. I'm going to regret telling you this, but I was thinking about how amazing it would be if sometime you guys were all in different modules and on different space to grounds and then gave us, like, a Christmas carol, and you, like, started on one and then, like, waterfall to the others.
Ha-ha. The day is not done. Let's see what might happen.
All right, and I'm here on Friday too. Friday Orbit 2, so we might be able to set this up.
We look forward to working with you then also.
Thanks, Mike. Merry Christmas. Bye, Santa.
From Station 2 for Admiral.
Great timing, Zena. We were just talking about that. We are ready for you to get started.
Amazing. Great timing, and I'll be ready on your go.
All right, Zena, and give us just a minute, and we will give you a call back. We're just venting down the line.
Okay, sounds great.
Station Houston on 2 for Zena. We are go for you to continue in step 15.4.
We go. I'll pick up in 15.4. Station 2 for NRAL, step 15.7.
We're ready.
Here is 193.0. That was at 1842 GMT.
And Zena, that's a good leak check. Give us just a minute, and we're going to do some commanding, and then I'll give you a call back with your next steps.
A good leak check, and I'll stand by until you call.
And Station Houston on 2 for Zena, you are go to continue in the procedure. Just a slight delta in step 16.3. It tells you to wait until the pressure gets below 4.6. You do not have to wait for that. We're going to schedule an activity to check the pressure on Friday. So you're go to proceed and finish out the procedure.
Okay, copy. I can verify for you that the ISA scope meter pressure probe pressure increasing, and just making sure I understand you, I should switch the rotary switch off and ISA scope meter pressure probe off at this time?
You got it. We are go for both. We're going to do a pressure check on Friday, and then just a heads up also that on Monday, that's when we're going to schedule an activity for the PMD teardown.
Copy all. Then I think the answer is going to be yes, but I am leaving the Node 3 port MPEV open off the pressure probe, then leaving it until Friday?
That's affirmative. That gives us continuous venting overboard.
Thanks for the sanity check.
You got it. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
the Houston station for VME and OCT.
VME's listening, Mike. What you got? And Mike, we're listening. We are running into a little bit of blockage. We'll have spotty comm for the next about 5 minutes, and then we go into a 10-minute LOS.
Understood. Just wanted to ask if you could call the VME and the OCT team and see if we schedule to. So we would need to know if we need to come back or not.
We copy, Mike. We're checking. And Station Houston on 2, I hope this message makes it up to you. You are go to do the stowage activity. We do not need any extra exam time from you guys. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for finding out for us. Yeah, that LOS caught us by surprise. I think we got great data. Chris has beautiful eyes.
Yeah, he does. Thanks, guys. Have a good night. Merry Christmas if we don't talk to you on the other side of this LOS.
Likulikimaka.
Station Houston on 2, we need some help with SSC-17. That was the one used for OCP. We've seen some help getting it connected to the network, if somebody's got a chance to do that for us.
This is Chris on 2. I see that the network cable is giving a not plugged in signature. Let me see if I can adjust that to get it to connect.
Thanks, Chris. We hope your eyesight is good enough to do that.
After those scans, you guys got to tell me, right?
I mean, Mike told us that you have beautiful eyes, and I don't doubt him.
And Houston, I think I've got good lights now on the network cable for that laptop. It's, yeah, super sensitive, but I think we're in a good config now. Let me know if that works for you.
And Pluto can see it connected to the network as well, so we're going to go ahead and get the data that VME and folks need off of it. Thanks so much.
Pleasure. Thank you.